Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
We're going to do, but wait, there's more. It's the infomercial game. Each of us making an improv pitch about a product to be assigned from the board game Snake Oil. It has different products. Well, it doesn't have products. It has words. You take the two words, two cards, smash them together as soon as we say go, and that is your product. Now, there's two cards. You can put it in either order you want. So if you have oil and tampon, you can do tampon oil or oil tampon. Mm. Just an example, two words that popped into my head. I was looking at Steve and Kelly. Mm. Coincidence.
And thought of tampon oil.
Yeah. Pure coincidence. Mm-hmm. That's why it was oil tampon first. Oil.
Got it.
But either way, works.
Either way.
So, all right. Who wants to go first? Steve? Great. All right. We're going to say on your mark, get, set, go. You look at your first two cards. You'll start making a pitch for that product. At about 30 seconds, Hot Wings will say, but wait, there's more. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's when you look at your other two cards and you add in the second product, infomercial style, to your attentive, excited audience.
Infomercial style?
Yes. I love infomercials.
You know that way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a combination of information. And infomercialing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty common phrase.
Yeah.
So
infomercial.
You know, it's different than men's basketball.
Yeah, that's like when you're immersed in info.
Information during an infomercial.
Right.
Yeah, it's different.
Commercial.
Infomercial.
Yes, that's right. You ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
Okay. Begin in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, Sharks. Thanks for joining me. I have a great opportunity for you to get on the ground level. Because you are going to want to be involved in this. Let me just tell you, when was the last time that you thought...
Having trouble getting started?
When was the last time you thought, man, I need a place to store things?
Yesterday.
Well, not a problem. Now you can have a whole wall to store things on. It's called a basket wall. Yeah, the entire wall made out of baskets. So you will never have a need... for a place to store things again, because you have an entire world.
There's more.
And if you gone so happy you said that, because
you
if
are.
You get in on the ground floor, not only are you going to get a basket wall, you're going to get a laser heart. Ha!
Ha!
Boom!
What
laser heart. It shoots lasers out of your heart, stupid.
Oh, I would have thought that'd be a heart laser.
Sounds dangerous.
No, it's the number one defense mechanism for people that are living in cities and have... crime issues.
So the laser is deadly?
Yeah.
But doesn't hurt the person with it in their heart?
No.
Weird.
Great pitches, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
The lasers
excellent
are the
work.
Friends we made along the way. Yes. Yeah.
That was the first one, man. You could tell that you looked at it and went, Jesus.
I did basketball, wall.
You just kept moving them back and forth. Oh, going,
surely.
Oh, you're going to love this.
If I flip them one more time, it's going to make sense.
All right.
Laser.
Well, I want to go next.
Do it.
Because Steve had a hard time, so it's going to make me look better. Okay. I'm going to be a total flop with 6,000 word scrambles
can't
now.
Can't make you look much worse.
In your defense, wall basket or basket wall, not a lot to work with.
No.
All right,
Freebeer. I'm ready. Well, you're next then, and your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
All right, you think you've got everything you need, but you don't have a desire leash. You have strong desires. Your desires are like, ooh, I would like these donuts. I would like sex with that person. I would like everything. No, the leash is pulled back. Suddenly, you have the restraint you've always desired. You have the desire to hold back, but it's also retractable, which means you need a little more desire. Press the button. Boom, leash lets out. Now the desire leash lets you get the things you want within reason so that you don't overeat, oversex, overspend. All of the overs that you need to be under with desire leash.
Oh, my God.
But wait, there's more.
If you order now, you'll also get leg tarps. Sometimes you get a seat at the stadium where you're right under the overhang and the waters as it starts to pour as you're watching your favorite football or basketball baseball team, you know, outdoor basketball.
Uh-huh.
It starts raining down, but it's only hitting from the thighs down. Good news, in your pockets you have leg tarps. They fold out easily, cover your legs. Now the rain runs off onto the sucker in front of you. Life is good because your desire leash keeps you from over-drinking and getting in trouble, and your legs are dry. Thank you. Have a great day.
Wow. I'm in.
My goodness.
Wow, that's a very specific problem that you have a very specific product.
It happened to me once when Tennessee played Southern Miss. We were almost under the upper deck. And didn't bring any rain clothes because the people that gave us the tickets said, run to the upper deck in case it rains. And then all the water from the upper deck rained down on us from just above the knees to our feet. And so from the thighs down, we were soaked. So wet. Top up, dry as a bone. Desire Leash, though, that was a
that really worked out.
I would like one of those.
That was really good. Yeah.
I don't know how you talk that fast about something you don't know about.
And get all the words right.
Get
Steve,
all the words.
Yeah. I don't know why I would have a hard time. It's literally what I do all the time. Everything I talk about, I don't know about, and I just go fast. Mavel, would you like to go right now?
I would love to.
Okay. I haven't even had my normal shots of cocaine. Nope, cocaine's not the one. Caffeine.
Five hours.
Yeah, here you go. Jesus,
did you just admit to
drug use?
For the record, I have never even seen cocaine in person. Not sure why
you don't have to see it to do it.
Yeah, yeah, just because the room was dark doesn't mean anything.
Raylan, you ready to go? Desire Leash.
Yeah, yeah, right? Mine was broken.
I am ready.
Okay.
All right, your time begins at 3, 2, 1.
Thank you all for joining me today. I think you're really going to love this product, and I would love for you to join me on this adventure of grass magnet. Do you have lawn clippings all over your yard that you're just like, man, I don't know what to do with these. The bag on your mower is broken. It's a thing of the past with grass magnet. All you got to do, walk around, and it just sucks up all the grass in magnet style. It's really great. And it even comes with a separate magnet that repels that one, and all the grass falls off where you want it to.
But wait, there's more.
Grass magnets are great. And if you buy now, you can get yourself a pair of sword goggles.
Oh.
Ooh.
Somebody looking at you wrong, put on your sword goggles and gouge their damn eyes out.
Wait, the swords are in the goggles?
Medieval style.
Wow.
Yes,
oh.
The swords are on the goggles, so they don't hurt your eyes, only the eyes of your enemies, who have seen your lawn and are making fun of your grass.
F them.
My goodness. Wow, I'm sold.
I want some sword goggles.
I thought that maybe the goggles, grass. I thought maybe they were just goggles to protect you from a sword attack.
That's what I know.
Even better, they're attack goggles.
They're offensive weapons.
Are you tired of boring safety glasses? Get danger glasses. Attack goggles.
Yeah, too many goggles are passive.
You know what?
That's a good point.
Preventing swords, that would have been the logical way to go with that.
No.
No, I like yours way better.
The way you did it.
This text, it was better because goggles sword is hard to say.
Yeah,
this text, Free Bear talks so fast, I found that I ate my breakfast really fast, and now my stomach hurts.
It's kind of like when you're watching a movie and someone's swimming underwater and you realize you're holding your own breath.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That happens. And then you pass out. Terrible.
All right. Hot Wings, you ready?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can go.
Okay.
I'm going to stand up, though.
You got to.
Helps me move.
Yeah, you got to be.
No one gives a good pitch sitting down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. You got to tell me when to go, though.
I know. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
You have to stop muttering. On your mark, set, go.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, we've all got a lot of good things going on in our lives, but sometimes you have some bad things going on, and you just need something to bring you joy. How about a TV movie?
Oh, wow. A TV movie? What's that?
Well, it's a brand new thing. It's like you take a movie that you'd see at a movie theater where they just introduced sound 15 years ago.
Thanks to Steve.
And you bring it to the small screen of your living room where you're comfortable and you can sit on your own couch and eat your own snacks and watch that movie on television with a TV movie. Some movies are even made specifically for the TV. They're not just transferred over from somewhere else. Yes, you're going to love this. I'll say, but wait, there's more for myself. Because if you get tired of having a TV movie, you might like an ice tongue. Oh, boy. Because once you get done with that movie, you might think, you know, I'm tired of watching this movie. I'd like to have some new sex. Ice tongue will make everything pretty cool. Yeah. Yeah. When you go downstairs on your lady with ice tongue, she'll never forget.
Oh, yeah. Now who's frigid?
Sometimes you'd like to have some new sex.
That's true, though, right? There are times you're like, you know, I like sex. What about some new sex? What can we try?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you have an ice tongue? What's that? I heard about it from my friend Hot Wings at work.
Oh, boy. I'm
sorry about
board.
The, but wait, there's more.
I glance over and I go, wait a minute, it's 41.
Yeah, that was a good 40 seconds you spent on TV movie, but I was so fascinated by this new thing. All right. Kelly?
I'm going.
Yes, you are.
I'm ready. Okay.
All right. Your time begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good morning, sexy people and sharks.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'd like more news about certain things I'm really passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
Like gum. Gum news. That's what I'm selling you today. I know, you're probably wondering, what's happened to gum? Where did gum go? Why isn't gum as popular as it once was? What are the most fantastic flavors you could put in your mouth? And where else can you put gum? That's what Gum News is all about. It's a monthly subscription for $100. And every single month, you get a pack of gum every single day that you get to try. What happened to Big Red?
But wait, there's more.
Where did it go? We'll find that out with the help of our mask brush.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a weird combination of the two, but with your mask brush, what you can do is put a mask over your face and brush it up against anything like cats and dogs do, and you instantly pleasure yourself, and you put your smell everywhere with the mask brush.
Wow.
And it's really delightful, especially if you've got the ice tongue or the desire leash. Gets real weird for those people who are into, you know, new sex and stuff.
I did not think
What about basketball?
Does yeah. He... Oh, yeah, for sure.
I did not think brush mask was going to get so sexual.
I didn't either. I was like, where am I going with this?
Did not think so at all. Well, that was a good round. It looks like I'm going broke because my desire leash has allowed me to buy all of these products.
Wow.
Even basketball.
Oh, even basketball?
Can what they be load-bearing? I meant to ask.
Yeah, they can.
Oh, of course. That's a great deal.
Man.
It's got to be.
Why wouldn't every wall be a basket wall?
I'd like to repitch from...
Yeah, why couldn't they all be a basket wall?
What just happened?
You said basket wall.
The favorite of all waskily wabbits.
Basket wall. Basket wall. Oh, on your desire leash. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, Megan hit that car yesterday. I'm just kidding. I love that it produces a low boil at the very mention of it, because I know it's not true. But still, the eyes roll up and they're like, I will murder you while you sleep.
Talk more about your basket wall.